Welcome to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT. I'm Jim Doyne, and with me this morning is Dr. Sonny Kim, and he is with the Progressive Rehabilitation Medicine, and you'd call that a clinic, is that right, Dr. Kim?
Yes, it's a clinic.
And also non-surgical spine and orthopedics. In other words, you don't necessarily have to have surgery to have some pain taken care of, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're looking for alternatives to invasive surgery and prevent the need for narcotics.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about you first so we can get your background and why you're into this particular area of medicine. Where did you all start? You must have gone through it and somewhere decided that people need help with pain. Is that right?
Yeah. So growing up, it just seemed like so many people around me suffer from pain. For example, my father suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, and my sister suffered from lupus.
Mm-hmm.
So that inspired me to look for treatment alternatives, especially having seen them go through pill after pill after pill, drug after drug, and the complications associated with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when in your career, as you were going through medical school and all of these things, did you decide that pain was the place, the area that you wanted to focus on?
I think that stemmed from a personal injury when I sustained an injury to my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I actually dislocated the vertebra in my neck, and that resulted in pretty much chronic neck pain. So I was actually in the hospital on a traction device for almost a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was very unpleasant for me.
Now, and on the medication, though, and what have you, you say you do use some medication but not narcotics. So then you decided that you've been in Cedar Rapids, first of all, how many years?
About 15 years
now. About 15 years, all right. So, and you have people, do they need a referral to come to you?
No. Some people, most of our patients actually come by word of mouth, mm-hmm. family members and friends. A referral is nice because then you get the full medical history from the other doctors,
mm-hmm.
but it's not necessary.
So you have the alternative to surgery. And so what are the main pains that you people have when they come to see you?
So I would say majority of patients suffer from neck pain and back pain,
mm-hmm.
shoulder pain, knee pain, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, for example, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Quite a few patients suffering from fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's what do you do to treat this? In other words, so if somebody comes in, let's say, with back pain, you don't know where the back pain is originating. I mean, it could be any place for that matter, and it's kind of traveling wherever it needs, down the legs or whatever. So what do you do for somebody like that?
Well, the first thing is to get a good feel for what's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And back pain has been elusive for a lot of clinicians throughout the years. It's actually the number two top reason for someone to go see a doctor. What we discovered, though, is that there are different things that can cause back pain. For example, a herniated disc or a tear in a disc. Also, arthritis in the facet joints can cause back pain. But probably, by far, the most common source is what we call myofascial pain or tight muscles.
Now, what is that?
That's when the muscles in the back go into spasm and the muscles ball up in a knot. And that causes scarring down of the muscle and pinching of the nerves within the muscle. And it pulls and tugs on the bones, ligaments, and joints.
Hmm. All right. Now, let's suppose that they have a disc problem or they have, as you were talking about, some other problems in the back, and you say, well, we can treat this without surgery. What do you do then?
Absolutely. So the most important thing is to make sure that we rule out any what we call red flags,
mm-hmm.
things that can cause permanent nerve damage. So it's important to get an MRI, make sure that if there is a herniated disc, that it's not causing permanent nerve damage. So if the herniated disc is too severe, well, that person might need surgery. But what I've observed in my practice is that the vast majority of the herniated discs do not require surgery. So we can treat it conservatively, whether it be through physical therapy, specialized physical therapy, or specialized rehabilitation. Things like spinal decompression therapy has proven to be very effective.
Now what is that?
It's a very very special device. There's different decompression systems out there. But what it does, it unloads the disc and allows the disc to get a break. The disc behaves like a jelly donut. Under constant pressure, it wants to herniate. But if you just remove the herniated disc, well, then you leave a big hole on the side. That's akin to trying to fix a flat tire by cutting out the hole. You just get a bigger hole. But with decompression therapy, you lay on a very special table, which very slowly takes pressure off your spine. And it's all computerized. And it works by helping the body to bypass the guarding reflex. What that means is when you pull on the spine, the tendency is for the body to pull back. That causes a guarding reflex or a reflex muscle spasm. And that is the number one reason as to why traction oftentimes fails. But with decompression therapy, the hardware and the software of the machine is designed to take pressure off the spine in a controlled manner.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else do you do for the back pain? What else is there to work with?
Absolutely. So if there's a lot of muscle spasm, myofascial pain, we can do something called trigger point needling. And what we're doing is we're using a very, very fine acupuncture needle, and we're unraveling and deactivating the spasm in the muscles using Western philosophical approach as opposed to Eastern approach.
Well, explain the difference.
So the difference is with Western approach, we're looking at the neuroanatomic model. Where are the nerves? Where are the muscles? Where are the adhesions? And we treat that accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
With Eastern approach, you're looking at the meridians. That's what we would call traditional acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the energy lines? And so traditional acupuncture, the needles are placed along the meridians.
All right. So you use which the Eastern or Western?
Western approach.
The Western approach. All right.
Yeah.
And you find that that really helps the folks as far as the back pain is concerned. Is there anything else you do for the back?
Oh, absolutely. So we do a number of injections. So we're fully equipped to perform interventional spine procedures, things like epidural injections.
Mm-hmm.
And we do epidural steroid injections too. But what we discovered over the years is that too much steroid injections in the spine can actually make the problem worse in the long term, because the steroids actually weaken the spine. It causes the arthritis to get worse faster.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of injecting steroids, we can actually inject what we call regenerative biologics, things like stem cells, growth factors, cytokines, to help trigger normal, natural healing and accelerate the tissue repair response
mm-hmm.
that we are all born with to get us to heal faster, as opposed to just masking the problem or just numbing people up.
So what kind of medications do you use to help along with whatever you're doing in your clinic?
So in the field of regenerative medicine, which is exploding right now, we're using things like platelet-rich plasma, which can be derived from your blood.
Okay, you have to get it first, I would assume, to be able to use it, right?
Absolutely. So it's a simple blood draw.
Okay.
And then we spin the blood and separate out the different layers of the blood. And one of the layers is called platelet-rich plasma. It's the yellow portion of the blood. and it's rich in growth factors for healing. You see, the platelets are the cells in your blood that fix tears, mm-hmm. patch up holes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And the platelets release growth factors, which trigger other cells like stem cells to migrate to the area of injury to stimulate healing.
I see. All right. We have to take a break, but when we come back, there's other types of pain that you do treat as well, right? And I know you have a seminar coming up, and I think let's mention that. Let's mention where you're located, your phone number, and the seminar you're about to hold.
Sure. So we generally like to hold free public seminars at our office at 6005 Rockwell Drive. Our next seminar is on January 18th at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay. And your office is located where?
6005 Rockwell Drive on the northeast side.
And phone number?
The number to reach the office is 319-540-8089.
All right. We have Dr. Kim with us this morning, and we're talking to him. Of course, he's with Progressive Rehabilitation Medicine. We'll talk more with him when we come back. And you're listening to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT. Welcome back. It's Ask the Expert on 600 WMT. Jim Doyne, along with Dr. Sunny Kim. And Dr. Kim is working with pain, Progressive Rehabilitation Medicine. You mentioned to me, as far as the pain is concerned, you don't use narcotics of any kind.
Well, we try to avoid it. Yeah, we don't want to just mask the pain,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to have people hooked on drugs.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you also, with fibromyalgia, you don't know of anybody else that's actually working with that type of pain.
It seems that patients and physicians and clinicians in general, they try to avoid talking about fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is there's a growing stigmatism that it's all in your head, but it's not. It's very much a real problem.
That's something they've kind of just discovered here in the last few years, isn't it, as far as that goes?
Well, they're learning more and more about the causes of fibromyalgia. For example, when I was in medical school, it was thought that fibromyalgia was a sleep problem.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that you're not getting that deep, restful state of sleep. So, of course, you wake up groggy, tired, and all achy all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, clinicians and scientists have discovered that there's a huge overlap between fibromyalgia and autoimmune disease, where the immune system is off balance, and that triggers all kinds of problems.
So how do you treat it?
So I would say the number one thing, okay, is to keep the person moving, right? So aerobic exercise has been shown to help fibromyalgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also working on the gut. Our gut is very, very important. It turns out there are more neurons and immune cells in our gut than anywhere else in our body. And the problem is there's an epidemic of gut-related problems, things like leaky gut, okay, or chronic inflammation of the gut, and that tends to throw our immune system off balance.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's quite a process then, I would assume.
There's a lot of things that's going on.
You mentioned, to me anyway, about knee arthritis. Now, a lot of folks have knee operations. You see that a lot, but do they remove the arthritis, or can you treat that before they have to go through the arthritis and operation and surgery?
Yes. So our approach to knee arthritis is very much algorithmic. So we like to stratify between mild, moderate, and severe.
Mm-hmm.
So if the arthritis is mild or just mild erosion of the cartilage in the joint,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, you can treat it conservatively with physical therapy and special injections called viscosupplement. And viscosupplement is basically like an oil change for the knee. Some people call them the rooster comb shots.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a clear liquid, which is kind of like a jelly-like substance, which cushions and protects the joint, lubricates and cushions and protects the joints. Yeah.
Interesting. No, and want to mention, too, and work this in before that we run out of time, because we're going to run out of time in about 2 minutes here. So, but you have a seminar coming up. We didn't mention that it's free, that's for sure. And tell us about the seminar and what you're going to be, when it's going to be held and what you're doing there.
Sure. So we're hosting a chronic pain seminar, and we'll talk about a number of different problems. And our goal is to educate the public about the different alternatives to avoid narcotic painkillers, which can be habit-forming and detrimental, and to avoid surgery. So the seminar is January 18th, Saturday at 11 a.m. at our office, and we'll be serving a light lunch.
And what's the phone? Do they have to make reservations, or can they just come?
There's a reservation hotline I recommend they use. The number is 888-319-3606.
All right. So now I have one more question about, you know, people have tears at various places in their body, and they don't know how to treat those. And I know you were mentioning that that's something you do treat as well.
Absolutely. So one of the most common tears in the body that we see is in the shoulder, or the rotator cuff tear. And unfortunately, trying to surgically repair a rotator cuff tear, it's a long, drawn-out process. Mm-hmm. They go in, the surgeon goes in and stitches it up, but then you're stuck in a sling for about 3 months. And if you're lucky, you don't develop a frozen shoulder. But most people, after rotator cuff surgery, they develop a frozen shoulder. So you got a lot of rehab that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
But our approach is to use regenerative biologics. So using platelet-rich plasma drawn from your own blood, we can get these rotator cuff tears to heal naturally.
Interesting. So, and not using any kind of a narcotic or some medicine or whatever, you know?
No. Using your body's own growth factors to heal itself.
Dr. Lee is with Kim is with me this morning, Dr. Sunny Kim. And Dr. Kim, tell me again your phone number. If they want to make an appointment at your office, how would they do that?
Just call 319-540-8089.
Okay, once again, that number?
319-540-8089.
Well, Dr. Kim, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. Please come back and see us soon. Will you do that?
Thank you. It was fun.
Have a great day.